October 23rd, Nate the Great Marquardt.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Nate is a mixed martial arts champion, and in Colorado, he founded a martial arts gym that produces champions. Among other things, Nate has held multiple MMA titles, including the Strikeforce Welterweight Championship. Nate also has black belts in four different martial arts, and in 2011, he appeared in the movie Warrior. About his faith, Nate said, "I learned about a false Christianity that says you can live however you want and call yourself a Christian and be accepted. The true gospel is the gospel that changes lives. It changed my life, our family life, changed my wife's life, and my kids' lives."
If career prestige defines your life, you'll crash. Turn to God and find your identity in Him. UFC fighter Nate Marquardt scanned the Canadian arena. It was packed, but the numbers were nothing compared to the more than 1 million viewers predicted to watch live online. Nate expected to win, needed to win. The year before, he had earned the Strikeforce world title. Being a professional fighter brought prestige, and when you win, everybody loves you. Because of this, Nate became obsessed with winning, and being the best had become an idol to him. Nate had lost his last fight. To contend for the UFC world title, two losses in a row would be impossible to overcome. Not that he needed to worry. He had never lost two in a row. On this night, Nate walked across the ring, touched gloves with his opponent, Ellenberger. The bell rang. Nate tuned into his body, his balance, his movement, and his skill. Nate was better, he's faster, and more skilled than his opponent. Nate was a monster in the ring. Landing several heavy shots, the fight seemed to be going Nate's way. But then Ellenberger caught Nate with a single punch. Stunned, Nate fell to his knees. He tried to grab Ellenberger's knees for a takedown, but Nate couldn't defend against his opponent's repeated blows. The ref called the fight. In shock, Nate took one step and then another on the walk of UFC shame, out of the cage, past the crowd, out of the arena. One mistake had cost it all. Nate went on home. The loss had stripped him of the prestige he craved, and he crashed. Over the next little time, the IRS called, sponsors dropped him, his marriage teetered on the cliff of collapse. Nate had believed in God, but now he doubted. One night when he tucked his daughter into bed, as usual, he read to her from a Bible storybook and then prayed. But something nagged at him. When she nuzzled into her pillow, he realized what was bothering him. He was a hypocrite. Was he telling his little girl a bunch of fairy tales? Nate watched his daughter slip into sleep. She was valuable, a miracle. Without a creator, how could there be this precious child? Nate realized he did still believe in God. The problem was, Nate was mad at God. A few days later, Nate and his wife found themselves zoned out watching TV on the couch. Suddenly, inside Nate's mind, a story unfolded. In chronological order, memory surfaced. Things he had never thought about. It was the story of his life, but he wasn't the narrator. When it ended, Nate hopped off the couch. "God is real," he shouted. "God is with me. He's been with me the whole time." But that also meant that God had been with Nate through all of it. When anger had ignited his nasty temper, when he indulged himself in porn, during his indiscretions, God was there for all of those things. Convicted, he confessed to his wife. She listened, and then she watched. And he knew she was watching to see if he'd really changed. Nate wanted to live the rest of his life for God, but in the past he had failed, and this time he was afraid he'd fail again. He couldn't change himself. He prayed, "God, can you just change me?" God began to work in his life. The career idolatry, as well as the anger, lust, and materialism began to disappear. As a kid, Nate had heard that Christians were born again, but it never made sense to him. He had thought that when people believed in Jesus, their sins were forgiven. And when they died, they went to heaven. Until death, life was one long struggle with sin. But now there was real change. And change didn't come in struggle, falls, and failures. It came as he stepped into a brand new identity. The Bible called believers saints, not sinners. Romans 6:17 says, "But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed. And having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." Now Nate wanted to behave like the person God had intended him to be. As Nate focused on his new identity, his need for prestige fell away. Nate's career no longer fed him. He still fought to win, but now it was God's praise he most desired. In your life, does career success or failure dethrone God? If career prestige defines your life, you'll crash. Turn to God and find your identity in Him.
Hello, man. My name is Ryan. I'm a narrator here at 365 Christian Men. Man, Nate's story is kind of a story I think that we all struggle with in one way or another, the deal of identity. And man, obviously it's a little more right in your face when it's thousands of people watching you win or lose a fight. But man, there's been times in my life where I got caught up in my identity being my job or my income or, you know, how I'm performing. And this story, a lot like Nate's, really gave me some peace and kind of reminded me that our identity is in Christ and not in what we have or what we do. So man, I would challenge you today, if you're finding identity in things that are not the Lord, take a good look at those things and understand that only the Lord will be able to give us a peace and a true identity in Him.